Penguin Random House Audio presents Fall of Man in Wilmslow by David Lagercrantz. Translated from the Swedish by George Goulding. Read for you by John Lee. Opinion is not worth a rush. In this altarpiece, the knight, who grips his long spear so to push that dragon through the fading light. W. B. Yeats, Michael Roberts and the Dancer. Chapter 1. When did he make up his mind? Not even he knew. But once the doubt subsided and could only be heard as distant siren calls, the dull weight in his body turned into a throbbing anxiety, which he realized he had actually been missing. Life became more vivid. Even the blue buckets in the hobby workshop took on a shining new luster, and his every perception contained an entire world, a whole chain of events and thoughts, and the mere idea of trying to summarize them would be pointless, or even dishonest. His mind teemed with a mass of thoughts and images, and even if his breathing was already painfully quick, his body quivered with an intense sensation bordering on desire, as if his decision to die had given him back his life. In front of him on a grey table, covered with stains and small holes, which in some cases were burn marks, but also something else, something sticky. There were a hot plate, a couple of bottles with black liquid, and then a gilt teaspoon, which was to play a certain part in the story. The rain could be heard outside. It fell and fell. Never before had the heavens opened like this over a Whit Sunday weekend in England, and maybe that affected his decision. Maybe he was just influenced by smaller things.